busy ako. Busy ako eh. Ewan ko, parang busy ako noon eh. So, madalas natin itong narinig. As in, parang halos lahat ng tao, or, well, halos lahat ng nasa age group ko, well, I'm in my 30s, early 30s. Usually yung normal na marinig mo sa tao eh. Pag gusto mo silang kayain, or, you know, basta, lahat. Sometimes just a casual conversation, bigla nilang, busy ako eh, ngayon, yung gano'n, di ba? Parang, madalas natin itong narinig. And I have to say that, madalas din itong lumalabas sa bibig ko, yung busy ako eh, alam mo yun. And, siguro, it's not a bad thing per se. I mean, hindi ko naman sinasabi na bad thing siya, pero, I don't think that we have to normalize that being busy is an acceptable way of life. Siguro yun lang, that's how I would, I guess that's what I wanted to say in this podcast is, yun. Ayoko maging normal na response sa tao na busy ako. Kasi, what are we even busy about? Work, yeah. Family and stuff, sure. But I guess para sa akin kasi hindi lang ito sa ano eh, sa pag may nagyaya sa'yo, sabi mo busy ka. Pero yung na-embrace mo na yung status mo na busy, parang gusto kong kumawala sa ganun na na thinking eh, na dapat pag adult or nasa adulthood ka na or consider ka ng independent or consider ka ng adult is you're supposed to be busy para masabi ng tao na yeah, he's doing or she's doing something with her life, with his life. Diba? Kasi parang para sa akin nag-glorify na natin yan eh. Parang para sa atin achievement yung busy tayo kasi there's something that we are doing or we are needed by someone or by our work or by our family. Pero ewan ko siguro it's just my personality na I like spontaneity. Like parang I don't want, na-stress ako pag everything has to be planned out. Or everything has to be followed by the plan, you know. Well, in times siguro gusto ko yung ganun. Pero may mga times na hindi ko siya ayoko na nape-pressure na kailangan may plano sa buong araw o ganito pagising ko, ganito tas you know, oras-oras may plano ka na dapat gawin. Siguro that's also the reason why that I had to, or I decided to quit my full-time job, is because I don't want to get tied into that kind of situation anymore. And I'm very grateful na I get to live up to that lifestyle na I've been wanting to have or achieve for the longest time. So I've been wanting to have this set up for the longest time because I just believe that people should have, I don't know, I guess just one more freedom. And I'm just, you know, grateful again for being able to achieve that. But I know that not everyone can do that, and not everyone likes, or not everyone is comfortable of not having a plan for a day. And I completely understand, you know, there are those they said, mayroong type A, may type B. Type A people are more organized, they're they are what, you know, people will consider as leaders, because they plan ahead, they try to make sure that everything is under control and all that. And maybe I'm considered as type B because, you know, well, I would plan ahead if it's needed, but it's not something that I would, you know, just do every day and be great, be happy, be joyful in making plans. Well, I have plans for my life, but they're just that, you know, definite, like, daily plans, you know. But I guess, you know, going back to what I was saying about being busy is, I don't know, it's just something that we should not, or if it is not something that we don't enjoy being, we should have to find a way to stop that, stop being in that state of being busy, or stop glorifying busyness. Because there's more to life than your job, is more to life than the more serious stuff, I guess, you know. Siguro kaya ako lang nasabi yung mga gantong bagay is because I became much happier when I embraced the life that I have without having to look like I'm busy. What I'm trying to say is, like, because, you know, sometimes you just, well, personally, you know, there are times that I just wanted to impress people. Like, yeah, I'm busy. I'm needed at my job. I'm good at my job, and I love doing it. Well, I really love my job, you know. But there's more to that, you know. You have to find time to, or not find, but make time for your passion. Make time for the things that you are passionate about. In my case, I love bird watching. I love doing watercolors, even though I'm not good at it. You know, I won't say stress relieving, but it gives me peace. It brings me to that flow state, as people say. It's like where you are not conscious about what you do. You're not concerned about the time. It's just that state of mind that you're just joyful, or you're just happy, you know. Especially for me, for bird watching, just looking for birds and finally spotting them, it's joyful for me every time. And as you may have observed, I use joyful often. And dun lang ako siguro nagpo-focus eh. Because happiness, I don't know. Happiness is, I like joyful, I guess. Then, I like that term joyful than that term happiness. Because with joyful, it's not something that you have to achieve. It is something that you truly feel at the moment. Because that's the key at the moment. Just find ways to be joyful at moments, or find joyful moments, or create joyful moments. Kasi yung happiness parang, oh, kailangan, I just want to be happy. Pero at what cost, or at what, when, di ba? How? Joyful moments, those are things that can be easily achieved. And should focus more on that. Sobrang seryoso na ng mundo. Sobrang seryoso na ng buhay. And if you want to keep on trying to achieve to be happy, it will just make you unhappier. I don't know. I think so. But when you live for those joyful moments, it would be, your life would be more fulfilling. I don't know if I'm just very, I don't know if I'm too simple-minded right now, but siguro yun la, siguro I'm just telling you this because I've been trying to prove people wrong my whole life. I've been trying to just trying to make look like I am better to people, or just trying to fight my inner critic, satisfy my inner critic my whole life, and I just stopped it. Well, it was still there, you know, but I just focus on those moments that make me feel joyful, and or having a day that is not productive but fulfilled. Focus on more fulfilling days than productive ones. Well, they can be both, right? But fulfilling days are far more memorable than productive ones, I think. Well, for me. So, yeah, sa akin lang. Yeah. Siguro, gusto ko lang na mag-spread ng positivity sa tao, kaya din siguro ginawa ko ng podcast na to. And I've just thought about, you know, the word busy. It's just so kaskas na. And I think that we just have to stop glorifying that being busy is great for your image, for your mental health, for your well-being, because it's not. And stop trying to impress people by saying that you're busy, because I don't know. It's just something that I just, well, if you are really busy and it's something that you can't control of, maybe you have to think about that, right? Like what? Why can't you control it? Sometimes you know the answer. You know the answer. You just haven't really admitted it to yourself. And I am speaking from experience. All the things that I'm saying here is something that are things that I experience myself, because I can only speak for myself, right? And I've been making so many excuses my whole life for why I can't do this, for why I can't do that, and you know, I still make excuses, but there are just things that I just told myself, like, heck, do this. Now, for future self, make your present self love your future self, so all the things that your past self did will be worth it. Oh! Did I just say that? But I hope that makes sense, right? I hope it does, because kailangan nating mahalin ang sarili natin. Like, it's all connected, right? Because I'm just kind of blabbering away here, but don't glorify business. Make time for your passion. Embrace uncertainty, live for the joyful moments. Those things, I think, will all boil down to one thing that this podcast is actually what I want it to be all about, which is loving yourself. Loving yourself. Maybe for some people it's kind of a weird thing, or maybe some people would really say na familiar na sila dun sa term na yon, but cannot fully understand it. Hopefully, little by little, we will eventually find out or fully understand how to truly love yourself. Because, you know, that is also something that I'm struggling with. You know, I want to focus more on that, right? Who wouldn't? I think there has already been some things that I did that I have that prove that I love myself, but there are also things that I have to work on to be completely aware or to fully understand how to love myself, and it is very important. I think when you have a well-established relationship with yourself or a healthy relationship with yourself, you would have more healthier relationship with others, especially for those that are single. Make this time, make your singlehood a productive or fulfilling time to know. And to really know yourself and love yourself, right? So, yeah, I hope this helps. Live for those joyful moments. And, yeah, I'm gonna see you all in my next episode. Thank you for listening to Wonder and Wonder. Have a great life.